through for Bonnie Lasseter with all those Jewish guys, up at the Madison.
Yeah.
And they were all there. And it was very interesting. They're a very tight little crowd.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, too, though, that that is one point, though, where we did come out smelling like a rose. I mean, it was a... We intended, of course, to get the flight and did it at a time. That stock market deal that I would buy stocks, that's finally to get across.
Yep, sure is.
It also tends to give a little credibility to your other predictions.
That thing will play from now on.
You think it will?
That's the kind of thing that sticks in people's minds. Sure.
Mind.
And you keep picking up a paper here or there to read it, you know. And every time it's a little bit fresh because the market's at another level. And it was in U.S. news again this last week. Not yesterday, but the week ago. And it just keeps bouncing along.
With Russell Long, based on our conversation with him, and all things, who knows what he'll read, but I think it really has a chance this time. A chance, because I think we can get the Republicans.
With Williams out of there.
Now, we will lose some liberals this time, but basically, we may well have lost them anyway for political reasons. I think the liberals are going to have to be deny us, just like the liberals are not with us in Baltimore.
Yeah, sure.
What the hell are they with us on?
Some of them are. Matthias is, and a few of those guys.
Oh, I mean,
liberal Democrats, of course, are out on a partisan basis.
That's the point. Liberal Democrats will not.
So with us on reorganization, quite a few of them, oddly enough.
You are working on the agriculture bill.
Yes, I am.
Just feel that was one.
Yep.
If you had a chance to start to tell me about that.
No, I have not. And the reason I haven't is that I've got Rouse working for me on a concrete proposal.
Good.
And then I want to go to Conley with that rather than just to go over and kick it around.
The other thing is I was going to say on Conley, if you would, let's start with three things. First, with Conley, I want to be sure you might give him a talk. We were chatting today that you'd like for him to call you whenever there's any question about one boy. That the president, it was really stamping around here today, saying that there must be one voice on economic matters. That the McCracken, that I thought the McCracken statement was only a thing that they happened to catch in the wrong side. But that the Ziegler thing, the first reaction was not mine. That we cannot control Burns, but we can control the administration. And that Schultz now has the word, that McCracken has the word. So that you'd like to police the thing. If you do that,
sure.
I think he should just be told that he is the voice. If he is the voice, and that the president is insisting on that, but he's got to let you know if there's any time that anybody seems to be getting out of line.
All right.
Second point is that with regard to Obie, I talked to Hall a little more about it. He said Mitchell may not have felt as strong as he Hall and Klein felt. But his talking to Martin will clear the way of making ambassador to Italy the one offering to him. Well, that does not, of course, keep him as a speaker. And it is true, we don't have in the cabinet many ballsy speakers. I'm making emotions about it. My own feeling is that I'm sure the speaker makes all that difference, let me put it that way. I'm just not sure that it makes that much difference. I feel that there are others that we can bring in. I don't know, we could get a... Is Picora Italian?
Sure.
Well, have him go out. And we got a few Italians around that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're picking up a few. We got a couple, I forget, we had an Italian general counsel the other day, and Daniel ran the Italian HEW in the mystery.
Seems to me your suggestion, I understand, you thought, well, this, if we could make the move, we'd be putting Rumsfeld in.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
And so I think in terms of speaking at Rumsfeld, we'll probably, in a way, get more people for us than Volpe would be.
I would think so.
Yes. On the other hand, we got to realize that Opie appeals to that blue-collar guy on the way. Senate.
Yep.
Proposal calls.
Yep.
And who the hell else we got in the field of the specs? Listen, we don't have to decide it now.
Well,
you and John, you and Bob, and at some point, with Mitchell, we'll sit down and I'll start out. It's got to be hard, and I know it has to go. Because, I mean, they're going to kill him otherwise. And I don't know who the hell will be in this place. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry we can't get the guy that's head of the Farm Bureau.
Is he pretty good?
He's a very articulate guy, a great big brawny cattleman. Talks good and everything. But you can't polarize the farm organizations that much. But we may find somebody. I see. We need another guy. We need another guy like Conway. We need one of Mark's on the outside. Mark's all right on the positive stuff. I think Rumsfeld would be pretty good running around the country as a cabinet officer. Do you think so?
I think so. You know, in the city thing, he'd be damn good.
He's good with this in the summer.
Yeah.
Whip around through the suburbs, and he's always upbeat and everything. And I think he's willing to throw a knife on him.
Oh, sure. Heck, yes.
And if he can run a shop well.
Yeah. He'll
now, look, let me tell you, I know we couldn't commit to these guys, but that air peg is a silly goddamn thing. Now, don't let someone get us. We can't make life that safe for everybody. Well, so are the seatbelts.
The damn thing, from what I'm told, I had a guy on my staff do a little checking on it. The thing is dangerous right now in its present state of development.
Well, he'll test it.
Everybody thinks in a year that they'll work it out.
All right, let them work on it a while.
Well, that's the answer.
And then at that time, we'll let the dangers pass on.
That's the answer.
What I think we need is a delay. Say that it's too dangerous now. And I think Volpe's got to say this. It's too dangerous now. It hasn't been up. It hasn't been checked enough. And just lean on him hard when he calls. Say, look, the question is that we're going to be a laughing stock if we do this. And if this has got to be postponed, just delay it. And let's have him step up to it and take the heat. Now, on the seatbelt thing, is it too late to knock down?
I don't know. I'll find out.
Now, buzzers and lights and seatbelts, putting them in every little sinking car is ridiculous. It's just goddamn ridiculous.
This is something that, actually, Peter has been on the trail of this thing, finally.
Yeah.
And he's pretty well on top of this. So he'll be back tomorrow, and I'm going to ask him, for what he knows about it and get him back into it.
Now, the other, of course, thing that we're looking for is the guy for the Lincoln spot.
Yeah.
The guy there to talk on foreign policy and talk about, I don't know who the hell we can get, but I wish we had a real fine, ballsy guy that would go in there and take that spot. That's a good job.
Yeah.
Only because it's in the NSC.
Well, it's also, they had Price Daniel in there, and he did a hell of a job with the states and the cities.
And we don't have anybody to see. We put it over in Agnew's office, and Agnew does it in his own way, but it's sort of on the back of his hand.
Yeah.
But they've got a big staff over there, and we just haven't used that office. Well, Lincoln is, I think, a good operative and an absolute minus in terms of getting it across from a PR standpoint.
He's intellectually a very good man.
Well,
he's highly respected in some areas, and we've got to find a place for him. In order that, in other words, a place to move into.
Oh, I think he wants to be retired. We have to retire for this job.
Yeah, but, maybe we can pull this off. I don't know. I think we have to avoid the appearance of him being fired.
Oh, God, no, we can't fire him. When we took him in, it was for 2 years, as I understand.
Okay.
Well, I think he's there to check with Kissinger. I think it was 2 years. I mean, we talked about it, and he said a two-year deal. We'd like to make the change, Kissinger believes he can go, and he'll be good bachelors with us and so forth. He is respected, he's a wonderful guy, but he's not very damn good for our politics. We've got to be tough.
Oh, that's right, John. That's
got to get the
pool. No dispute about that. It's just the China that we break in his leaving that concerns me, but if he was here for 2 years, that solves that.
What is my